November 25, 1906. Sanitarium, California. November 25, 1906. Yesterday was a strange day for me. I was compelled to leave letters and other writings unfinished. The Lord has been working with Elder Simpson, teaching him how to give to the people this last warning message. His method of making the words of the Bible prove the truth for this time, and his use of the symbols presented in Revelation and Daniel, are effective. Let the young men learn, as for their lives, what is truth and how it should be presented. We are living in the last days of the great conflict. The truth alone will hold us securely in this time of trouble. The way should be prepared for Elder Simpson to give the message, and our young men should attend his evening meetings. Those who have considered themselves qualified to bear responsibilities in the churches should seek to obtain light and a knowledge of how to prosecute their work at this time in the cities, north and south, east and west, that are calling for a knowledge of the truth for this time. Our camp meeting should do a more thorough work in preparing the laborers for the work that is to be done in every place. The camp meetings which my husband attended were made special seasons of seeking the Lord. Every morning at an early hour, the ministers assembled in the large tent, where we wrought to become of one mind. The question would be asked, "Have we any personal difficulties to settle? If so, let us settle them. Let us not pass one day on this ground cherishing hard feelings against a brother. Let there be no evil speaking one of another, for this will greatly dishonor God. Let us, by every means in our power, seek to remove the alienation and differences that exist." Then we would have a season of prayer, and these were times of confession and breaking of heart before God. Often the workers, and especially the ministers, would state their true feelings, relating their temptations, and confessing their loss of confidence in their brethren. These confessions tended to clear away any ill feeling that existed and brought in a very different atmosphere. At these camp meetings, no one man carried the burden of deciding who should speak, but those were chosen who were experienced in the message and in conducting camp meetings. We used then the very arguments that are now given why the young men should not be brought to the front while the aged workers were passed by. God speaks through the men who understand the guiding of the Holy Spirit. When thousands come out to attend our meetings, they desire to get the greatest possible benefit, and it is poor policy to place as speakers men who are not fully adapted to meet the needs of the situation. The word should be spoken by men who have felt the deep moving of the Spirit upon their hearts, and who feel the burden of the message that God has given them for the people. The old soldiers of the cross are not to be passed by. Men who have been placed in office for the first time and who are just gaining their experience need to move carefully and in humility of mind, for often they are not able to judge wisely. When Elder Reeser was placed in a position of responsibility, he did not see his need to learn all that he could from the experience of others who had a knowledge of the history of the work in Southern California, and who had burdens laid upon them for that work by the Lord. At the first assuming of his new responsibilities, Elder Reeser should have considered that these persons understood the situation better than he did. By his officious attitude, he has made the work much more perplexing than it otherwise would have been. If he will be taught, the Lord will teach Elder Reeser that he has men on the ground who are fully as capable of planning and devising for the interests of the work as himself. The Lord has given you your work, Brother Burden. He has not appointed Elder Reeser to tell you what your duty is. As superintendent of the sanitarium, your work is an important one. Elder Reeser is not to intrude himself upon that which God has given you to do. That there shall be no more money in the sanitarium until the institution shall have earned that amount required is not for Elder Reeser to decide. Higher money if this is necessary in order to perfect the work.